Welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study on Let's Do It Radio. For those of you who have joined us, please go to your computers under the BibleGate.com, your phones or dust off your Bibles, your swords, your Gospels, your words, your concordances, and your basic instructions before leaving Earth, otherwise known as the Bible. Bible scholars and those learning the Bible and study it, we welcome each and every one of you and of our worldwide listeners. So if you want to call in and join us live, not dead, but live, call in to Bible Study at 845-241-9985. Again, it's 845-241-9985. And today is September 14th, 2022. I am Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Velcro Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Every other Wednesday evening, Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshippers out of Little Rock, Arkansas, brings to you Bible study, and this evening, the lesson is on Stay in Intimacy with God, Revelations 3, 14 through 21. So you all go to your Bibles and turn to it, to Revelations 3, 14 and 21, and we'll have a prayer, and then we will welcome Reverend Ron Marshall as he comes in and greets us, and then we'll have a prayer, and then we will go into our Bible study, Stay in Intimacy with God, taken from Revelations 3, 14 to 21. Go ahead, Reverend Ron.
After this manner, therefore I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it is in your hands.
God bless you all on tonight, all around the world, to all nations, and to the true worshipers, those that worship God in spirit and in truth. That means that you don't have to be in a crowd to worship God. You don't have to be in Sunday service to worship God. But you can just be in the privacy of your own home. Or either up and down streets, on your way to job, on your job. You don't have to wait to worship God. You can worship him where you are. And true worshipers, the Bible says, such God requires. So let us practice being a true worshiper, which God requires that we be, because then he have that intimacy that he desires with us. Even when we're doing our business, being fervent in business, being men in business, still God gets what he desires out of us as his creation. And so glad tonight for Sister Inez. God bless her and bless her efforts and things that she do for the kingdom of God and for you listeners all over the world. Her efforts untiringly, and she don't grumble or complain, but she loves what she do for God, and she have a yearning and a hunger for the people of God to be with an understanding, and that's a blessing. Yeah. So she worked behind the scenes, making the scenes be a reality to our ears, and we thank God for her, and we want to bless her in every way that we possibly can, because it's such a great work that she do. And God bless you, listeners, everywhere. I am Ron Marshall from the True Worship Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, and our church is starting online this particular night. The fourth Sunday, it will be our services. We're going to continue this until the Lord bless us to unite with other true worshipers around the world, locally, however the Lord will see fit. But we're going to minister the word to you, and we want to share with you in every way. We want your call-ins. We want your emails. We want all of that because we want to pray with you and pray for you everywhere.
Yes.
God bless your souls. And it's no one nation, but it's every nation, every tongue, every kindred, and every people that worship God in spirit and truth. That's who I'm preaching to. God bless you.
Amen.
And preaching to, and preaching to the lost of them that don't know him. Now, we have a very, very, very beautiful lesson on tonight. If you would be kind and generous enough, if you have your Bible near your phone or tablet, however you may use to read the word of the Lord, go with me. Revelation, the third chapter, will begin at the 14th verse, and we'll read down to the 22nd. Now, I will be, in the future, the Lord will, I will be sharing with the listeners who call in with us. I'll be sharing with you to read a scripture while we all expound upon them. But I'll let you all read one to another to keep you engaged and keep you a part of what's going on in the True Worship Center, because we certainly want you to be used, that's for sure, by God.
Right.
For the most part, let us, Revelation 3 and 14. Now, tonight I'll read because I want to deal with this and I want you to understand what's going on. Revelation 3, verses 14 to 21, and I may read 22 too, which is the doxology of the Bible. I'll go up this book to the Laodicean sayings. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean sayings write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne. I'll read 22. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Churches. Here we see in Revelation, the 14th chapter, the third chapter, at the 14th verse, Jesus address this letter to the church sent by the angel, and the angel revealed this letter unto John. John the Revelator, who was an exile out on the island of Patmos. He was by himself and had been cast out on the island for being a righteous preacher and persecuted for the sake of Christ. In so doing, the people that was inflicting great persecution upon the church at this particular time had John put in exile because they thought possibly that that would stop him from preaching. But as you can see, he left a message for us here in this modernistic time on today. I need to hear Jesus address the church in the Laodicean church, and he told them, he said, now, I know the works, Jesus tells us, he said, I know what you are doing here on the earth. Jesus saying this to us here in the 15th verse, he said, I know that works. Jesus said, I know what you're doing. You ain't got to try to explain to me about what you're doing and how you're doing it and what anointing you're using and what tongues you're speaking in and how you have love and kindness toward the brethren and how you're faithful and loyal in your church duties. Jesus said, I know your works. But he goes on to say that thou art neither cold nor hot. Cold means you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. Neither are you hot, busy about the things of God. He said, you're neither cold nor hot. He said, I would. That's, Jesus said, I want you to be cold or hot. And he said, but you're neither one. Jesus said, I would that you were cold or hot, one or the other. You're going to either be cold and not with me and not doing my will or hot with me, being a witness. He said, so then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Vomit. The word spew means to vomit. Because thou sayest, he said, I'll spew thee. So then because thou art neither cold nor hot, because you are not doing nothing or you're not busy about God's work, you're more caught up with what's going on and more caught up into mundanism and more caught up into all the affairs of life and the cares of life. He said, because you're neither one, cold nor hot. He said, I'm going to spew you out of vomit, you out of my mouth. This is what God is saying. Do we want God to cast us out of his sight because of our inadequacies or because of our lukewarmness? Now that word lukewarm, lukewarm is it can be a bad thing if you're a coffee drinker. You know, if you're a coffee drinker, this is the way I could best describe this. If you're a coffee drinker, you don't want really lukewarm coffee because it gives you a feeling of cold, but you yet can taste a slight warmness. That's lukewarm. You're neither too cold or you're neither too hot. So you're lukewarm. But God says, since you are like that, he said, I don't want that feeling, that taste. I don't want that understanding of you who I created. He said, I want you to be either cold or hot. So I'm like my master. I'm like God. I don't want lukewarm coffee. It's got to be hot because I'm drinking it cold and I just don't like it cold. I'm going to be honest with you. But at any rate, God is saying to us tonight, he's saying to us, look, I want you hot. I want you activated for me. I want you about my business. I want you doing what I created you to do. I want you open to allow me to put myself into you while you're up on the earth, and I want my attributes to come out of you far as your practical way of life daily. But he said, because you're not practicing, you're not trying to do neither one of them, because I'm going to spew you out of your mouth. He said, and this is the why you're acting lukewarm. This is the why you're acting like you're acting, straying away from God. He said, because thou says, you're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked. Isn't it just like us today? Braggadocia, talking about what we have and talking about the haves and the have-nots and put ourselves up on a pedestal. We're above everybody because we've done this and we've got accolades and we sit among the aristocrats and we have our part with the little knit and everybody else is beneath me. We got this kind of attitude even toward our Creator. We say, do we really need the Bible? People are talking about it all over. Do we need the Bible? Do we need God? Because I got money. I done made it. I needed God before I made it, but now that I done made it, I don't need God. I need to be more like the intellectuals, that I don't lean too much toward scripture. I don't lean too much toward holiness. I don't lean toward righteousness, but I got my fit into the world. He said, because you like that, and you say you have need of nothing. And you know how most people are, full of pride? I don't need nothing. Women say, I don't need a man. A man says, I don't need a woman. I got plenty. So, and God said, not knowing that you are blind, poor, miserable and naked. Now how you gonna have it all going on when the God that created you see you totally out of order? Because you think you got pride and you don't need him. He's looking at you. He's looking at your activity towards everybody else. Pride, braggadocio, arrogant and can't be told nothing at all, and can't nobody share nothing with you. You don't have no affection. You all into the way you feel, and if it ain't the way you see it, if your way ain't it, hit the highway, Joe, all this kind of thing. But God's saying, you don't know that I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing that you are poor, miserable, blind, and naked. But yet you say you have need of nothing. But you need something terribly bad. You need something terribly bad. And what you need tonight is to get out of the arrogance, get out of the lukewarm state, and you need to be on fire as a witness for God. God don't want you wasting time. You see, in this passage of Scripture, if we look hard enough, he tells us here in the 18th, he said, I counsel thee. God is saying, I'm telling you tonight, everywhere, all over around the world, everywhere, the true worshipers, the people that don't know how to worship, I'm giving you the key tonight. God telling us here in the 18th verse, he said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiments, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And he said, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He's telling us tonight out of this passage of scripture, he said, I'm advising you, come on to me. Because Jesus said, I've been tried in the fire. I done died. I was crucified, I done died, I've been resurrected. And he said, come on, now I can tell you how to do it. He's telling us, Jesus is telling us, I got the pathway. I done went through death, and now I got all power in my hand. He said, come get counsel. He said, come get counsel. Let me tell you what's happening. Like he's using me tonight to share with you the passage of this scripture everywhere. He said, come to him that he can really get your life like you need it to be. You don't have to hustle and bustle to get what God's got for you. All he wants us to do is take on his holy, perfect, and righteous character. Then he goes on to tell us, he says, and as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, get you some eye salve and anoint your eyes, that you might see. That what is the eye salve? The eye salve is God's spirit, God's spirit of truth leading you that you see visibly right over wrong, that you see inwardly in the non-physical world, where you see when the devil is tempting you from within with emotional uprise, that you don't follow temptation or the yearning of the flesh, but you be able to hold to God, because in the recess of your being, there is an inclination of resistance that comes up against the spirit that's speaking into your mind for you to go sin or do something contrary to the scripture. He said, come on, I want to anoint you. I want to anoint you. God said, I want to anoint you. I want my spirit to be in you, to lead you, to lead your train of thinking. You be subject to my spirit, and you become comfortable with hearing my spirit. This is what God is saying to us tonight. He wants us to become comfortable with hearing his spirit, and then not only be comfortable with hearing, don't be lazy or arrogant or high-minded, but he wants us to take on what the Spirit tells us to do, even though emotionally we are out of control because our flesh is yearning to do opposite of what God wanted to do. And he tells us, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. God said, if you're having a hard time, if you're having a hard time trying to overcome, well, stop working so hard. Because Jesus told you, he said, I've already overcame. So since you believe in me, Jesus said, you are an overcomer too. The work that you're doing, Jesus has already done it. All you have to really do is think toward righteousness and the things of the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. It's going to bring into existence the best expectation you have. He's going to bring it into existence. Why? Because it's God's will that we have all things. I think it's Jeremiah 29:11, somewhere like that. He said, God said, I have an expected end for you. And he's telling us here tonight, he said, if it seems like it's rough on you, he said, I make it rough. Because I'm chastening you to be totally refined. The chastening is not to destroy us, but the chastening is to refine us. Let us be refined. And when you're refined, then you're the whole finished product. There is no artificial flavor. And God is telling us here tonight, he wants intimacy with us, and he wants us to stay into intimacy, which is our title and subject for tonight, is staying in intimacy with God. What this passage of scripture is saying, in order for us to be like God would have us to be, to accept us into that eternal kingdom that has no end, then we must here on the earth in this humanistic ramification with these humanistic bodies, then we must allow within our spirits God's spirit to take over our bodies, his conversation to take over our minds, which Jesus did tell us. He said, I'm going away. He said, but I ain't going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, even the Spirit of Truth. And he's going to lead you and guide you. And I'm a living witness, even though I battle sometime with the flesh, the Spirit will lead us to the right thing to do. Well, we'll be victorious over the flesh. But we too have, there has to be a yearning after we learn who God is, after we learn who the Holy Ghost is, after we learn how to follow Jesus, how to take on his character. We have to learn these things. How do we learn these things? We get into the word of the Lord. Well, you say, how do I understand? And I'm just not coming to God. And These are some heavy scriptures. How do I comprehend them? You comprehend them just like you go and you sit up in a classroom and the professor mm-hmm. puts something out there for you and tell you how to do it. Then you know for that good grade, you're going to do it. So God is telling us, if you stay in intimacy with me through my word, living it, practicing living it, and living it as you practice, get better and better, get closer and closer to your Creator, then your Creator can rest in you, and then His perfect, His holy, and His righteous character sits into your body, which is an instrument of expression. Now, were you, when you were expressing the things of the world, the lifestyle, and all of its delicacies, when you were practicing that, you became top in your mind to the world. You was only top in your mind. Now, when you decide to see the reality that your top that you had in your mind while you was following the world and its ways and its action, when you seen that top was not taking you to the place of fulfillment with your expectations, then that's when the devil came in to depress you and cause you to be oppressed and cause you to be suppressed and cause you to have all of these various ailments that plague our society today. When you choose to be lukewarm, God don't want that. That's why things, the chilly winds of poverty and all of the afflictions and all of these tests and things come upon you, simply because you are doing it a way that God don't want you to do it. What am I talking about? You're living your life, your practical life daily in a way that God don't want you to do it. You're living the way that you are thinking you're supposed to live, by lies and misconception of the truth from a general standpoint view of your environmental upbringing. But God is saying, I don't want that, because that make you lukewarm. You become neither cold nor hot. You become full of pride, talking about who you are, and you don't have no power.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no power. Mm-hmm. When you lukewarm, you don't have no power. The devil beats you up. He beats you down. He takes from you. He treats you like you nobody, and he wants you to feel like you nobody. He wants to put a badge of shame upon your forehead, telling you you are useless. The devil is a lie. Why? Because I can obey. I can submit to the Spirit of God. And the Bible says Jesus is going to give me some different understanding. And I'm going to change my actions. I'm not going to be lukewarm anymore. But by me changing my actions, pride ain't going to have no hold on me. By me changing my actions, well, the worldly ways that are contrary to God, what he don't like, I'm not going to do that, because I'm now the engine is steamed up with fire. There's a convulsions going on now, and it's causing a stimulus to make me want God more than I want the foolishness of the world. Well, you can't succeed in the world if you be all God. Well, then you become, just like this passage of Scripture says, you become poor, miserable, blind, and naked, and know nothing, because you say you can do it just by Socrates and Aristotle. You can do it by the analysts and the scientists of the world and the anthropologists who give their opinion on human nature. You can't live just by that alone. Just like the Bible said, man cannot live by bread alone. You can't live off pride, or pride for knowledge. You can't live off that kind of thing. You got to now be zealous. You got to be in a hurry. You got to be overly in a hurry to do God's will, what he wants out of you. This is what God's telling us tonight. He wants intimacy. God do not want a platonic relationship. He do not want a fly-by-night acquaintance. God do not want a part-time love. God do not want a, he don't want a Whistler affair. He don't want that. God wants all of his creation as he created them before the world was. And as he created them when they was in the garden. God wants perfect union with his creation, with no distraction, with no in-between. God don't want us holding on, talking about we got to do this so that we can make it in the world, and the world ain't giving us nothing but a hard time, hard time, heart attack, high blood pressure, all this crazy kind of stuff. Not only that, the world system takes from us on every hand. So why do we think that we're going to run through this world system and every day going to be hunkadory? Do you know it's people with money don't even control their money because they so caught up in the traditions of the world until the world's stealing from them while they're looking at them.
Wow.
So God said, you poor, miserable, blind, and naked. He said, come, I counsel thee. Try of me gold, tried in the fire. Try of me. He said, my words is true. My lifestyle is authentic, and this is what God wants from you. You understand? God wants intimacy with his creation. He wants us every day to acknowledge him. And when you mature, you don't just acknowledge him one time a day. You acknowledge God every hour in the day.
Yeah.
At some point in every hour, we should say our prayers, or we should do something scripturally. We should do something to keep communion with God hot. Because he said, I don't want you lukewarm. He said, I don't want you sometime. Pastor, I want you sometime. He said, I want you all the time. And think about it. If God got you all the time and you in God all the time, what's going to stop your blessings?
Yeah.
If you are into God all day, letting him know that you love him, saying your prayers, quoting the Lord's Prayer all day long at some part of the, if you do it at 9 o'clock, if you do it at 10 o'clock, if you do it at 11 o'clock, if you do it at 12 o'clock, if you do it at 1 o'clock, if you do it at 2 o'clock, if you do it at 3 o'clock, if you say your prayers at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all over again, guess what's happening? You are with God, and God recognizes you. There's something about when God recognizes you, then he requires you. And that's what he's telling us as true worshipers. It's, if you say I'm a true worshiper, then your worship is all the time because your mind is stayed on God. And when your mind is stayed on God, then you put to death some of those things that are contrary to God. You put it to death because you begin to see that the anointing anoints your eyes to salve of truth, the spirit of truth. He anoints your eyes to the spirit of truth of the conversation between you and him to get you where God wants you to be. You begin to see, you begin to hear him, you begin to recognize him, and you begin to see him take his place in your life. But you need to be God all day long. Somebody say, wow, that's too much. It's too much not to be in the day that we live in. We live in a perilous times. We live in times where men want to make slaves out of other men. We live in days where people steal people. We live in days where people kill people. We live in a world where people has no compassion, and the affections of many has grown cold, and the love of many has grown cold. Why has it grown cold? Because it's not being used. But God is saying to us tonight, he said, no, come on. I'm the real thing. I'm God. I created everybody. I created everything. There's no knowledge that I don't know of. There's no conversation that goes on in the whole world. God said, I don't hear. He said, I hear everything, and my eyes is upon every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is speaking to every nation, whatever nation you are. God is speaking to you tonight, saying to you, he wants to live within you while you live upon the earth. He wants to have monopoly control over your life with truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. God wants intimacy. And I don't know whether you all know that, but when you're in intimacy with something, you're really into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really, 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 really love the practice of what you're in intimacy with, you feel good being in intimacy. Yeah. What am I saying? When the Spirit of God takes over you, and you know it's the Spirit of God, because he's been communing with you, talking with you, you've been listening, and you see yourself getting better in every area of your life as you obey the Spirit of God. You know, I got a question tonight to everybody. Why don't you listen to the spirit that makes you feel good, adverse to following a spirit that makes your life go bad? Yeah, well, I understand. I understand. I do understand. You ain't got to try to explain because I understand. You've been blinded. You've been blinded. That's why Jesus said, let the truth anoint your eyes that you might see and might know wrong from right and right from wrong. He said, anoint your eyes with Isaiah, the word of God, that you might see. You might know how to differentiate flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know how to differentiate truth from fleshly ideas. And you might know, you'll be able to be patient with the truth and not run heretically after the tickling of the emotional flesh. But you got to be in intimacy with God before your spirit be broken from following the flesh. Because it's easy to follow the flesh because the flesh got so many different casinos, clubs, and cracks and crannies and all kind of intoxication and all kind of enticements and got so many Broadways everywhere and many people all over Broadway, you know, up and down Broadway, singing and bands playing and toe tapping and finger snapping and all of this kind of thing, grooving to the rhythm of the Midnight Rhythm Makers. Well, let me just say this to you. It's easy to be enticed when you got a world of stuff going on. Only you're enticed if you're not being in the presence of your Creator. Because if you're in the presence of your Creator and basking in his Spirit, then you'll resist the enemy. Because in God's Spirit, it's a clean, peaceful life. You don't have to worry about your conscience being guilty. You don't have to worry about your heart being uneased. And you don't have to worry about your mind being confused when you're in the presence of God because you have a peace that surpasses everything that's going on around you. Stay in intimacy with God. You say, I want to be blessed. I want the best of everything. I want a life of fulfillment. I want this, I want that, and I want this. Well, in God, you can have it all because he said, I've given you all things. Y'all didn't hear me. God said, I've given you all things that you might have joy. And I gave it to you that you might have joy and that I might be glorified. So, God, if intimacy is what you want, we as his creation, we ought to be giving it to him. I surely wouldn't want God to stop my breath, which he is the visible life support to us here. I wouldn't want him to cut me off of his support because I wouldn't please him. No, wait a minute. Somebody say, what are you talking about? If you run into that woman or man, and they bring your desires into fulfillment in life, I'm talking about from A to B or A to Z. And you get fulfillment out of everything that you've done, and they meet all of your expectations, and they got you set up, and they can set you up, and they can give you everything that you want and everything that you need and to take care of all of your affairs. And man, you would do anything to stay with that person. I don't care what nobody would say. And you might even be mistreated if you got a worldly mind, but because everything is coming to you, you'll even take the mistreatment and say, I'll deal with this for a moment. Well, that's in an unjust system. Sin, the devil, Lucifer, the Antichrist, the agnostics, the people that's no compassion, and people that don't care, no affections, love grown cold. We live in a world of people like that. So you're not going to get very far if you're leaning upon the power of the world to do something for you, because there's too much jealousy in the world. It's too much envy in the world. People's minds immediately go to jealousy, immediately go to envy. This all happens in this world that we live in. The people in the world with viewpoints that are different from love and peace that God gives us. That's why God said, if you want to live, he said, come on to me. I'm authentic. Mm-hmm. I'm authentic. I'm God. He said, I created all things. A lot of people say, I hear from the universe. The universe tell me this. What you worshiping the universe for when the creator is trying to get your attention? Who created the universe? I just solved in the universe, and I marinate myself in the universe, and the universe talks to me. Who's into the universe when you can have the creator of the universe? The universe is no more than you. Well, he said, God said, I want you to stay. I want you to come back first. I want you to repent because I know your works. He said, I know what you've been doing. We ain't got to try to explain nothing to God. He already knows. He said, I know your works. Mm-hmm. He said, I see you. You need a cold nod. He says, but I would that you were one or the other. But he said, come on to me now. Forget the ignorance. Repent. Forget the ignorance. And come on to me. He said, now let me give you the real desires of your heart. Let me make you rich. He said, let me make you rich. God said, let me make you rich, and then I won't add no sorrows to you. That's what he said. He's not like the world. The world make you rich, and then they put you up on a pedestal, and then they find something happened to you. You make a mistake. They shoot you down for life. They never forget the mistake that you make. They are always reminding you of who you are and what you've done. I don't care whether you're famous or poor. They always bring it up on the television or some talk show or heresy with carrying on. So-and-so did this, so-and-so did this. Well, God said, okay, I know you've been with that in the past. He said, but come on now, I'm going to clean you up with my spirit. You're going to have a new concept. You're going to have a new train of thinking, and you're going to be able to submit to the Holy Ghost because you'll have an understanding. You'll know who he is. The more we commune with God, the more the spirit of truth work on our behalf. And whatever we think God is pleased with, then the spirit of truth brings it into existence. He bring it into existence. That's his job. That's what Jesus left him for, that you might have life and that more abundantly. Abundantly just don't mean money. It means with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It means with the test-tackling fortitude to do the will of God. It means to stand on the side of Jesus, being a witness of his death, burial, and resurrection. It means allowing God, Spirit, to live and control your instrument of expression, which is your body, which he created out of the dust. God gets his wishes when you stay in intimacy with him.
Hmm. Come on.
Let's stay in intimacy with God, because it's a good feeling. Take it from someone that experienced it. And I've been practicing.
Yeah.
It's so good. I've been practicing living so that I can receive more of it. And it do make things happen for you in your life. And you don't have to have money, but you can have a lot of money if you be in intimacy with God. You may not have this or that or the other in the world and look like nobody will give it to you. But if you get in intimacy with God, he will give you the desires of your heart. Because when you are in intimacy with God, you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You're at peace. And you have a sense of solemnity within your mind. And you can think clear. And the Holy Ghost can, all you got to do is just be in God, and the Holy Ghost does the work for your life.
Hmm.
You're talking about victorious. You're talking about being the conqueror. Man, you can't be the conqueror because you graduated at Yale. You're just another graduate of Yale. That's all. But you ain't no conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people went to Yale, and they are caught up in the Europe system. Can't even buy a house, can't buy a car, can't buy nothing because they've been roped with this delusion of if they come out of Yale, everything going to be at their beck and call. Don't happen that way. You go to Yale, you got to bill to pay before you can make a day of prosperity. You got a big bill to pay. You rope before you can get out the door to talk about going to some liberality and some richness, unless you hand down something. And then if you hand down something, in the world that we live in, they got it at you to take it. So you need God, because he said, I make you rich and add to you no sorrow. But he said, you got to stay in intimacy with him. What's wrong with being in intimacy with God that makes it rain, that makes the sun shine, that have all of us breathing off of his invisible life support? It ain't nothing wrong with serving him. It's wrong if you don't serve him. And then he's the one that took semen and turned it into eyes and nose and ears in the wombs of your mama, came through the lungs of your daddy. You owe him. That's why they used to sing a song when I was a young man, young lad, they sing a song, how much do I owe him? I owe him everything. I owe God everything. Nothing that I have that I didn't receive. When you're in intimacy with God, if you're in intimacy with God at 9 o'clock, you ain't gonna sin. Why? Because you're in intimacy with God at 10 o'clock, you ain't gonna sin. Because you're in intimacy with God at 11 o'clock, you're not gonna sin. Because you're in intimacy with God. 12 o'clock, you're not gonna sin. Because you're in intimacy with God. 1 o'clock. Now, all while you are in intimacy, all these hours with God, the Holy Ghost is working on your behalf. He's going to take care of the bills that you didn't know how you was going to pay. He's going to bless you with the house that you wanted. Why? Because you are embracing with God. So every time, every hour go by, you're embracing with God. The Holy Ghost is meeting your needs. Remember, God said, I'll supply all of your need according to my riches and glory. As long as you be in intimacy with God, I dare anybody out there all over the world, whatever nation or tongue or kindred of people you are, I dare you tonight Just stay in intimacy with God. Watch and see in Africa. If you get in intimacy with the true and living God in Africa, he'll change things in the continent of Africa. If you get in intimacy with the true and living God in China, if you're a true worshiper and you're in a certain situation, start staying in intimacy with God. He's going to change it. If you are in Russia under the strong regime of killers and murderers, if you get in intimacy with God, he'll change things in the murdering and situation of UK. But you got to get in intimacy with God. You can't have another God before the true and living God, but you got to get in intimacy with God. And once you do that, he said, I will make your enemies be your footstool. But you got to be in intimacy with God. Is there any questions?
Not so far.
Intimacy with God. If you want your life to change wherever you are, know what Scripture said today? He said, try me. Jesus said, gold. Tried in the fire. In other words, it's been tested. When you be in intimacy with God, then you've been refined. You've been purified. God is cleaning out all of the toxic out of your conscious, purging it. And when he purges your conscious, then the old things are passed away and things become new. You start feeling a new sensation. Amen. You be at peace about everything, and you look at the troublesome things as an easy thing for God to do. Watch it. 1 o'clock, you're in intimacy with God. 2 o'clock, you're in intimacy with God. 3 o'clock, every hour, if you don't do nothing but quote the Lord's Prayer, be in intimacy with, stay connected. If you want the best life, if you want the great expected end of your life, if you want to leave an inheritance for your children's children, stay in intimacy with God. And if you haven't been living in intimacy with God, practice living in intimacy with God. And the more you practice, the more you're going to want to live in intimacy with God, because God is going to constantly show himself, and then you give him what he desired when he first created Adam and Eve. Let God work through you. He predestinated your life. He knows what's happening before anything happens. So let him direct your life like he wants to in perfection. You, the creature, he, the creator, he wants to control you the way he desired when he first created you before you, and you laid in your mama's womb before your daddy and mama had a chance of intimacy. God had a perfect plan for you. He sent you from eternity to the earth to carry out his wishes. You remember what he said? And remember what he said in the very next chapter, Revelation 4:11? He said, I have created all things for my pleasure. And you are and were created. God loved his creation because we his pleasure. We his pleasure when we stay in intimacy with him. When you desire to be in intimacy with God more than anything, he then breaks the yoke of lust out of your life. He breaks the yoke of anything having to do with sin. You begin to vanish away. Why? Because when you're in intimacy with God, you got such a peace. And if you evaluate the peace from the lustful relationship and the intimacy with God, you don't want the lustful relationship. You want the intimacy with God. Because you begin to look at the lustful relationship of how it can cause death in your life. In the day that we live in, you look at how being apart from intimacy with God, look at the risks that you take. And it's just the mercies of God that you don't be consumed apart from the intimacy with God. I'm practicing learning to be more punctual about being in intimacy with God. I'd rather have the intimacy with God than what I call a beautiful conversation. That's what he wants from us tonight. And I hope you got something out of this lesson. I really hope you got something out of this lesson. Wherever you are, whatever nation that you are part of, whatever kindred, whatever tongue, get in intimacy with God and enjoy being there. Enjoy being in intimacy with God. Stay in the Word of God. When you can't sleep, when you're lost for thoughts, pray. Say the Lord's Prayer or quote a scripture. Let the intimacy burn constantly. And ask the Lord to kinder. Ask him to kindle a fire of love for him in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, and just go all the way out, all your strength and all your soul and all your mind and your body. Put it into intimacy with God. Say, here it is, what you've given me. You can have it back, God. And use it like you want to, because I'm enjoying feeling you. That I feel as I practice, I'm feeling something that's got my mind, my body, my heart. I'm not perplexed and torn between opinions anymore. Intimacy with God is what you need to work on. If you want your life to be like you expect for it to be, if you want the best of everything, if you want things, if you want this, for the Bible say, Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things, I'm going to add them to you. As you be in intimacy with God, I'm a living witness in here tonight. As you be in intimacy with God, then things will come. Things you need will be taken care of. You'll find yourself shouting at home without music in a full-fledged sense. You know, some people got to go to church, and they got to hear the drums, they got to hear the guitars, they got to hear the organs, and it's all beautiful, don't get me wrong. But boy, look at here, when you're in intimacy with God, and you think about God's goodness and how he's been good to you, how he's doing things right before your eyes, man, you'll lose gravity and break out into a shout. A full-fledged shout. And you'll start speaking to God for his goodness that you feel being in intimacy with God. And when you're in intimacy with God, you make other people's lives better.
Yes.
The vibe that comes from you is so peaceful until people want to dwell around you. Stay everywhere. Stay in intimacy with God. Everybody, forget about your pride. Forget about your arrogance. Forget about this make-believe delusional good life. It's no more night life. It's no more. Right now what you're walking in is a battlefield. And the battlefield is people that are insanely captivated by the sinful nature of the world. No compassion. That's why people are sitting up in places eating, getting their head blown off, That's why people are in nightclubs partying and a shooting breakout. Folk get killed everywhere. That's why the young man took the gun and went around shooting people, laughing. That's why. So it's no more good life at night. That's not happening anymore. It ain't no more good life outside of the intimacy with God. Everything else is torment, pain, sorrow. This is what you have when you're outside of the intimacy of God. So I got some good sense. Why? Because I'm staying in the intimacy with God. Now, you can insanely play like you're having a good time in the miserable nature of fallen man. If you want to, that's your delusion. But me, those that I know, I'm persuading them, which are true worshipers. And if true worshipers are out there, they know what I'm talking about. Then you that are around the true worshipers and you that don't know God, I'm bidding you tonight, forget about the sinful nature of the world and come on and get into the intimacy with God and watch how your life changes. If you want the best, you're not going to get it in the system of the world, your everyday practical life that you grew up with. You're not going to get it, that information that they told you. You got to indulge in this to have this, and you got to do this. And you're looking at this, you've been looking at this for years, and you still see poverty where you came from. You've been listening to this delusional lie by people and the devil and people of maggot streets of the world tell you how good and the American dream and all. It ain't that. That's not a reality. The reality is when you are in intimacy with your Creator, then all things are yours.
Okay.
So I hope you've been blessed tonight. And that's our lesson.
Yeah.
Stay in intimacy with God. Let Him put Himself in you. Let God put God in you. And then let Him use the body that He created. And watch what happens to your life. Remember, every hour of the day, every single hour of the day, say something to God. Say the Lord's Prayer. Let Him know, God, I'm yours. Use me as you will. Every day, all day, many times you want to, I'm available for you. Stay in intimacy with God. And watch your life. Watch the change in your life. Watch the change inwardly. Watch the peace that come up over you when you stay in intimacy with God. Nothing affects you like it did when you was trying to make your own way in the world. I love y'all a whole bunch, and God loves us all. So stay in intimacy with God. And remember, you can join this church because we're online. Everybody can come, whether you're in wheelchairs, whether you're blind or whatever ailment you have, you can join my church but you can join God's church of the true worshipers. And our lines are open. All you got to do is call in, join us on Bible study night, and Sister Inez is going to tell you about all of that. But I'm sharing with you, if you don't hear nothing else tonight, get in intimacy with God. Every hour of your life from now on, every hour from now on, say a prayer to God somewhere in that hour. Talk to Him. Quote a scripture. Listen to the Spirit of truth that He may lead thee and guide thee in the way that you should go. God bless you. Sister Inez, thank you a whole bunch.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I didn't know if you wanted to extend the invitation to Christian, discipleship.
Yes, sure.
And if you want to be prayed for or give your life to Christ, you can call us at 845-241-9985. That's 845-241-9985. Or join me in the chat room, or just maybe bow your head where you are and ask Christ into your heart. So I'm going to put that back in the hands of Reverend Ron, so to do the invitation to Christian discipleship, and we'll go after that.
If you tonight are headed down a dead end road in your life, trouble everywhere, nowhere to run for a refuge, danger is trailing you. You're worried about who's going to take your life. You're worried about trying to conquer out in the streets. You're worried about how your family going to make it and how they going to fare. You're worried about will you be able to maintain your health when you get to the point where you're not as fast as you was when you're 16. You're worried about all of these different things. But I'm asking you tonight to come clean up yourself. And how do you clean up yourself? You stop where you are and you repent. You know ain't nothing going your way, no way. You know you're struggling. You know your system is down and you're just perplexed about everything. So why not? You're not living a life of what they call delusional Riley. You don't have everything you need, and you can't hardly stand from one day to another. So stop right there and come on and live a life where you can have abundance. Live a life where you can have peace, power, and plenty. Live a life where your nights will be nights of sweet rest. Live a life where your days will be full of joy and full of peace and love and tolerance. But you got to come in. You got to come into God. You got to change from where you are. You know you ain't nothing going on for you out there. You already know this. Nobody have to rehearse to you, especially of what goes on in the world when they came out of the world. You don't have to tell me what's going on in the world because God delivered me out of the world. And I remember what he delivered me out of. That's why I don't want it no more. So I'm telling you, you got to come to that point. You that are out there running around and carrying on all of these delusional lies, your pimps and your players and your hustlers and your scandalous and your schemers, and I'm talking to all nations. If you got a part in this lifestyle outside of God, ain't nothing you really can tell me, because he delivered me out of that. I wasn't the best sinner, and I'm glad of that. But I had to be delivered out of sin. Amen. So I'm urging you tonight. I'm urging you tonight, wherever you are all over the world, wherever you are, if you don't know God, then ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, the wrongs you've done to yourself and others. Accept Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life, and let him be Lord, and let him be your Savior, and let him know that you understand what he's doing after he rose from the grave. Let Jesus know you know what he's doing. He ain't just sitting on the throne doing nothing, but he's subduing the enemies of God under his feet. That's why I'm talking like I'm talking to you tonight, because it's by the power of the resurrection that he opened up the scriptures to my understanding that I might share it with you, and your understanding be open. So come on out of sin. You're not living a good life. You're living a miserable life. I don't care if you do live with the dope boy. I don't care if you do live with the head of the mafia. I don't care if you do live with the congressman, the politician, and you think you got life like it is because it's some kind of delusional party every night, but you still got the heartaches of the next day coming because the party ends somewhere. So why don't you end it yourself and come on over into righteousness of God who created you, and have abundant life. Have all things. Remember, seek God, and he going to add to you all things. As you seek him, he add. As you seek him, he add. And I'm telling you the truth right here tonight, y'all. This is no game. Mm. When you decide to stay in intimacy with God, every breath you take, it's like you got music playing up under your feet, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So wherever you are, come on to Jesus tonight. Just come on to him. Tell him, say, I'm tired of that. This life, it's not giving me satisfaction. I can't be satisfied. Come on over to Jesus while you're yet on his life support. He's yet giving you blood circulating through your body. Come on to him. All you got to do is repent. Tell him, I'm sorry, Jesus, for all of this ignorance I've carried out for all these years. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah.
I need you.
Yeah.
I need intimacy with God. I need God's provision. I need God's love. I need God to do what he wants to do with my body so I don't ruin it out here fooling around with this delusion. Come on to him. I can just come tonight. You know, nobody's going to laugh at you because they can't laugh at you. If you're coming out of a terrible situation and they still in a terrible situation, they can't laugh at you. Come on to God and get things right in your spirit. And I'm talking to a lot of people tonight, and a lot of people are listening that know I'm telling the truth. So if you know I'm telling the truth, then come on to Jesus and become a true worshiper. And once you become a true worshiper, because God requires a true worshiper, all things are yours. The anointing is yours. God bless you on tonight. Come to him. He loves you. He loves you. And he said, notice he said here, he said, when you hear me knocking, he said, in the passage of scripture here, he said, behold, Jesus said, this is me. I'm using writing, but this is me, Jesus, talking through writing. The Spirit of the Lord said, yeah, I'm using Ron, but this is me. I'm knocking. I'm telling you, come over here. There's a table been set before you, an open door. Doors that no man can shut. Only God can shut them. He said, I've got an open door set before you. I'm happy tonight that Jesus is using me, bidding you. Come on over here. I'm telling you, it's room, it's plenty, it's peace, it's pleasantness. Come on over here. Come on over here. And you ain't got to suffer about what you don't have, because it's more than enough. I'm serving a God that's more than enough. And all he wants to give you, all that he has, he's telling you, just come on, be in intimacy with me. Now, you change your mind, then you're going to see a new change in your life. You think you've been in poverty forever? Change and come on, get in intimacy with God. Poverty takes wings and fly away. If you've been sick and you've been ill and you need to be healed, get in intimacy with God. You say you want to be healed out of your situation, I'm giving you the antidote tonight. Get in intimacy with God and watch what happens. I love you all. I love you all. God loves you all. I love you all a whole bunch. Tell me to do this. Do this right away. If you 900 pounds and you want to lose it all, get in intimacy with God. Amen.
Amen.
If you're dying and don't know you're gonna live again, get in intimacy with God. Watch what happens. He's gonna turn it around. Because as long as you stay in sin, you are dying. And it's just a matter of time before it really gets hold of you. You know, for the Bible says, the wages of sin pays death.
Yeah.
The wages, the money, your pay for living a lifetime playing the fool, the wages is death. But then he says, over here, you become a true worshiper. The gift of God is eternal life. You're going to have a good life while you live, and you're going to have everlasting good life with God. Because you let him have his way. You let him have his way with your body. If you can let the world have their way with your body, give your body to God. He made it. Don't refuse the one who made your body. If you're willing to give your body to anybody out there and do anything with your body, blah, 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 let the devil wear it down, well, then give it to God who made it. He know what to do with it. The devil don't know what to do with it. He repeats himself, saying, but God got new avenues. He got new ideas. He got new innovation for your body, for your life, for the people around you. Come on, get in intimacy with God. And remember out there, every hour, wherever you be doing, somewhere in that 60 minutes, pray the Lord's Prayer. Let the word be resonated through your mind by the Spirit. And listen for the Spirit of Truth to give you direction on what to do. And if you do it, you're going to have more than enough.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen again. Thank you again, Reverend Ron, for that Bible study on Stay in the Intimacy of God, taken from Revelations 3:14-22. Stay in the intimacy of God. Pray with God every hour. Like I said, this is a simple prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Go to the Bible and read the Lord's Prayer if that's what you have to do. But go into your closet if that's what you need to do and get intimate with God. But stay in the intimacy with God, as Reverend Ronnie Marshall taught us this evening. And he extended the invitation to discipleship. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for tuning in and for joining us on this Wednesday night Bible study. And you can listen to any episode on demand of Let's Do It Radio through www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And you can listen to any episode on demand. We've been having some good episodes on relationships. Why do they fail? We had five segments on that, and that was really good. So you need to go back to the episodes on demand and listen to them. They were rather interesting. We had church one night last week, a conversation between Reverend Ron and a gentleman by the name of Indy, and his name is N.D. Brenneman, who has a book out called The Perfect Love. And so he brought that into our segment. So go out and support him. We've had some really interesting evenings. So I just thank each and every one of you again for joining us this evening. And the announcements are the second weekend in October, which is Sharon Salisbury's birthday. We will be having a memorial service. We're planning a memorial service for her. And she is the creator of Let's Do It Radio. So her birthday is October the 8th. And so we'll have a memorial service for her in Yakima. So if you want to join us, we plan to have a live show during that weekend. And so if any of you are interested in being on the program, please let me know, and you can send me an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And this Sunday, we have Third Sunday Service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to try to do it this live. She's supposed to be speaking at a church, and we're hoping to be able to have her live, so keep your hands, your fingers crossed for that, and so that we can have a good evening with her that evening. And then on September the 22nd, we have Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. Excuse me, the 20th, we have Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. And it's Black women authors, and they're speaking on surviving trauma. And that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then that Thursday after the 22nd, we have Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. No telling what I may come up with, so you better just join in, and we may talk about some of anything and everything, but it'll be a good thing. So please join us at 6 p.m. as well, Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the 25th, Sunday, the fourth Sunday service, we have Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest Worship Ministries International, and she's out of Little Rock, Arkansas as well. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Basically, all of our services are at 6, or our shows are at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Tuesday, we have Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It, and we're going to be having abused men on the line. And so please, please, please join us that evening on the 27th, Tuesday with Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about abused men. And the gentleman you just heard on the line with Bible study, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, with True Worshippers. He has an album out called Don't Turn Away From God. Well, he's got a few albums out, but the one that we're basically supporting now and promoting now is Don't Turn Away From God album. And you can purchase his music or hear his music, get his music through all music media. And so let's support him by buying his tunes. And then, yes, and then he's coming out with another album around Christmas time. So you may want to put that under somebody's tree, in their stocking, what have you. So please stay tuned to that. And if you want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you know what to do. You can donate to Cash App at $ANAISEVALCOUR or through my Venmo at the @MZ-INEZ, or if you know my telephone number, you can hit me up through Zelle. And we're also open up to sponsorship. So if you want to become a sponsor, please send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And as I had spoken earlier, any previous Bible study or shows that you might be interested in, or you might say, what have they been talking about? You can always go to theblogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio and you can check out everything that we've done. I believe it's in archives. So as far as we go back, I believe it's as far as you can check and see some very interesting topics, some wonderful topics, and some wonderful music. We had some of everything. So please just, you know, peruse the shows and pick out and listen to the ones you'd like to listen to. And we may have a topic that you want to discuss. So, hey, if there is, hit me up. And, of course, you send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And so now as we close out, we would like for you to please, please, please bow your head as Reverend Ron closes us out in prayer. And I hope that we stay safe until we meet again on Sunday evening with third Sunday church service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson. It's back in your hands, Reverend Ron.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank thee for all things. And, Father, help us. Help
yes.
us. Give us courage. Give us the testicle and fortitude that we might stay in intimacy with you. And then let us know, Lord, it shouldn't be a hard thing to do, but that we should do it willingly, which is our reasonable service. In the name of Jesus. We bind all the powers of darkness that have the minds of those that are lost blinded. And we loose the powers of heaven that they may see and come be in intimacy with you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke and the spirit of cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and that have the people bound, Lord. Bring them out of that bound situation and bring them into intimacy with you, that you may fulfill yourself within them in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Inez, Lord, and open the door for her in a way that she won't have room to receive the blessings, Lord, in the name, because she choose intimacy. Then show her the power of your love and who you are in the name of Jesus. And not only her, but all of those that are listening. In Jesus' name, Lord, let there be a different tomorrow for the believers in you and for those that are intimacy with you. Let there be a difference in their life tomorrow, the true worshipers. Lord, let them walk out of today and walk out of tonight into their blessings on tomorrow, because they are true worshipers whom you require. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Reverend Ron Marshall, for that lesson on stay in the intimacy with God, taken from Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. May you stay blessed, be blessed, and continue to bless one another In Jesus' name, amen. Please have a good and blessed evening and stay safe.
Yes.